This is already progress. Before the 2008 Beijing Olympics, North and South negotiated for almost a year before fielding a joint team. Talks broke down when Seoul insisted that athletes be chosen on merit, while Pyongyang wanted squads composed 50-50 from each nation. This time, North Korea agreed to all the South's proposals within hours. For North Korea, it's important to participate, get into the limelight, and change the discourse from poverty, starvation, and the nuclear program, says Udo Merkel, an expert on North Korean sport at Brighton University in the UK. The move has sparked backlash among conservatives in South Korea, who object to handing the regime a gift-wrapped propaganda coup. Moon's approval rating has fallen to a record low of 59.8% in recent days. It's also doubtful that the gesture will lead to a permanent thaw. Kim has repeatedly said his nuclear arsenal is not up for negotiation, but North Korean participation does reduce the threat risk around the games, especially as Seoul and Washington have postponed joint military drills, also scheduled for February, and a front Pyongyang typically meets with missile and nuclear tests. In 1987, North Korea even blew up a South Korean passenger jet in order to destabilize the following year's Seoul Olympics. At the very least, North Korea's participation is an echinacea that should put athletes and spectators temporarily out of harm's way. It's a case of keep your enemies close, says Merkel. Dangers remain, of course, especially if visiting North Koreans defect. South Korea is constitutionally obligated to offer all North Koreans asylum, though doing so during the Games would cause Kim colossal embarrassment under the world spotlight. And the young despot does not weather embarrassment well.